In a large room at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, roughly 50 students stack chips and shuffle cards for a weekly round of poker. This tournament is free, and no one plays for cash. But some students play for money at other locations. MBA student Ariel Litvin arranges private poker nights for peers.
I have an email list of most of the first-year students, and probably 30% of them are interested in playing poker, and I send out an invitation, and I just see who responds, and as long as I have six people, there's a game.
Litvin says, for many college students, a night of poker with friends is cheaper than a night out. But some people say the ultimate cost of gambling can break people's lives as well as their pocketbooks. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says from 2003 to 2004, calls increased 13%. Executive Director Rose Gruber says that among Wisconsin residents, 265,000 are problem gamblers, and that includes roughly 10% of the state's teenagers. Gruber says while there's been more calls from concerned parents and teachers, many adults don't see young gamblers as an issue.
Parents tend to see that as a good alternative to other behaviors. If my kid's gambling, they're not drinking, they're not doing drugs, they're not out having sex. The thing to remember is that gambling has its own risks and can be just as dangerous as all those other things.
Gruber says things to pay attention to as a parent or friend are depression, anxiety, and slumping grades. Missing money in maxed out credit cards are also signs. Anneli Radestad, Wisconsin Public Radio.